A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
The eaglet died.
Oh, the eaglet died already?
Yeah, in the other cam.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
Terribly sad. Way to kick off this brand new hour with some sadness.
Well, I just wanted to finish my sentence. It died.
We knew it wasn't going well. We got lots to get to this hour. Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. If you're discovering us for the very first time right now, three-day challenge. We recommend you give it three full days. You'll hate, you'll tolerate, and then potentially you love. And we really appreciate those of you that have come back for more. If you need us, the phones and the text line, same number, 800-520-1067. You'll use those numbers later this morning. Get yourself Coachella tickets. Also, you'll use those numbers this hour to join us on Friday for some Ditch Day at Snow Summit. Maybe we'll make a little detour on the way up the mountain. Stop by and say hi to Shadow and Jackie. Maybe we can make a cameo on their stream as well.
Pop I don't know. Over. This tree looks really high up, guys.
Yeah. So it sounds like a challenge. Bundle up.
What are you going to do?
Get up there.
Scale the tree.
Got to scale that tree. We got lots to get through this hour. Petty claims court. There's a couple that listens to the show. Their relationship hangs in the balance. Will they stay together or break up forever? You will help determine that as a jury of their peers. That'll be coming up later this hour. But after this Offspring song, we will reveal some hidden audio. It's usually Omar that makes us look like assholes. And he would argue that we do that to ourselves. He just documents it and plays it back. But in this particular case, we have some audio of this guy. And I think you're going to want to hear it. It is damning.
Really?
Oh, man.
Just from the little bit I heard, it's
one of the harder.
I'm
not over selling this. It is one of the harder things you'll ever have to hear in your entire life.
Oh, you don't
think
Juilliard's going to come a knocking?
No. I don't believe so. We'll get to that after Offspring right here on K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you're still doing whatever resolution you set for yourself at the beginning of this month, this has felt like a very long month for so many reasons, so much of the stuff that we've been dealing with, especially right here in Southern California, the fires and everything else, emotional highs and a lot of lows. And as a result, this month, this January, which sometimes feels like it just breezes by, feels like it has taken forever. And if you tried to better your life by making a New Year's resolution, hopefully you're still doing it, but you probably quit by now.
Yeah, if you're Vanessa, you probably quit on 3 out of 4 of them.
But remember, every day is a new day. You can always start over.
Right, but have you started over yet?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because you're dating and eating meat around the clock.
I'm not eating meat. I've only had that one chub. You gotta forgive me for that. And I stopped talking to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped talking to anyone.
I believe that.
Meaning there were multiple guys she was talking to.
This guy claims, we'll get to Omar's resolution in a moment and the damning audio that will embarrass him very much. But this guy claims that I have already lost the forced resolutions on our show. You know, we each have a forced resolution. We didn't want to do them, but we forced each other. Allie's got to reconnect with old friends. That's been going great. Every Friday we get to hear an awkward conversation with her and someone randomly from her phone. Jake apparently is still journaling. He had a near-death experience that he wrote about yesterday in his journal. He'd love to share that later. Omar's been forced to take on a hobby. The hobby we gave him was a musical instrument. We said tuba. Couldn't find a tuba, so we ended up with clarinet.
used ass clarinet.
Stop blaming the clarinet. Tomorrow is his first major performance for us, and I walked in on him this morning, listening to him practice, and boy, he's got a lot to do in 24 hours.
Are you sure you want to do this on the radio, man?
We'll do it, but I'm going to warn everyone, if you're hungover now, if you have any animals in the room, or if you have a,
taste
at all, working eardrum, you may not want to even listen. But first, someone claims there's no reason for Omar to even perform. They claim I already lost, Allie.
What's up, Pride Alley Show? Sweet Dibbits, calling about the force resolutions. Last year, Jake lost his force resolution on a technicality for not posting or journaling before midnight. Well, this year, Klein lost his force resolution on the very first week. I was going to call in earlier, but it was more fun to listen to him suffer.
Well, thank you. The people that get joy out of hearing us suffer, I don't get
it. So far, I'm on this guy's side.
He hasn't even made his point yet.
Me too.
My resolution, I'm forced to lose weight, and we decided a pound a week is what I have to lose, or else I lose. And I started at 175, which was already very low for me. And I've been doing my resolution.
But he was supposed to lose 1 pound a week, not 4 pounds in a week. It was 1 pound a week. So if he weighed 175, he should have clocked in at 174 the next week. Losing 3 pounds is more than 1 pound.
All right.
He lost the very first week.
Oh, and shut up. I'm not even listening to this dumb call. It's so stupid.
I agree with that guy.
No.
And also, it gets me out of playing the stupid clarinet.
Then also, that scale was very questionable. Jake found I didn't realize the scale we were using. Jake found in someone's front yard. It was like a random...
It was a gift from the gods.
It was a throwout scale. Someone threw out the scale and Jake picked it up.
If someone threw out a scale, it's because they've given up on themselves or they've given up on the scale because it's broken.
Yeah, and Jake brought it in here and I was standing on that thing. I probably never even weighed 175. I got to get on a real scale. I bet you I'm nowhere...
Did you get weighed last week?
Yeah, and I was down to 173 or something. But the week that dropped, where supposedly I lost 5 pounds in a week or whatever.
That's not normal.
It was not.
And I think it's really done nothing but give you a complex.
Yeah.
But I also think that that was inaccurate. I think you had lost 1 pound.
Yeah, I've been losing about a pound to a pound and a half. It's not easy. And I'm starving right now. I'm ravenous.
Yeah, but you've done nothing to lose weight, right?
Well, I'm not eating.
That's the route you're going is anorexia?
No, I'm eating, but I'm not eating like I used to eat, and occasionally
how Ozempic works, right?
It's not Ozempic.
Anyway, hope you guys are having a good one. If you guys are at a Creep IE Con, come say hi.
Okay.
My wife and I have a booth.
All right, we'll be at Creep IE Con. Don't you worry. Thank you.
Highway 25 Designs, got clothes for babies and fur babies. Saw Jake, the audio a-hole there last time, and... Right. Yeah, we'll see you there. Later.
All right, we'll see you out there.
Arbiter of
audio. Creep IE Con. He's the audio a-hole. Well said. So here we go. This morning I walk in, I hear a terrible sound.
And my Ozempic is the best.
Was it
not what I heard. That's what's going on in my head all the time, though.
Uh-huh.
Al, you got to hear this. I don't know what of this you could hear from where you are, but from
I had headphones on. I was working on some other stuff, but I...
Okay. This is apparently Omar working on... I thought someone got stuck in like a...
By the way, it takes me a while for my lips to warm up to, get my, what they call embouchure or some bull crap like that. And the blowing into the mouthpiece is by far the hardest part for me anyway, playing this plastic clarinet that I have.
Isn't that the whole point?
That's the whole part of playing the clarinet.
No, doing the fingering and all that and the notes and learning all that.
Warming up the lips, getting the fingering down. I'm with you.
So this is what I overheard this morning. I guess he's really been practicing. This is supposed to be, I think this is supposed to be Twinkle,
Thank you,
Twinkle,
Jake.
Little Star. I believe this is what he's working on.
Yeah, that's the song we're working on.
I like it.
This guy will go to any concert.
And by the way, it's so funny because Omar's just sitting in his room by himself going over and over. Because tomorrow's the big performance. You know, tomorrow if he cannot deliver us one decent song on the clarinet,
No. By the way, you just made that up. I don't think so. I think the resolution was for me to pick up a new hobby.
To
which
learn
you
a
guys
new instrument.
Made,
yeah.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yes. You're the one who adds random crap to these forced resolutions because you're like, Allie has to rekindle with old friends, but they also have to agree to the rekindle. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, lose weight and shave your head.
Yeah.
Let's just add
stuff onto yours.
I will shave my head if I have to lose
a pound. Shave your whole body.
Listen to that. I would love to. I mean, this is just...
that's kind of a note there.
Atrocious. And by
I think the Doomsday Clock just moved another second.
Yeah. This is the soundtrack to the Doomsday Clock.
No, this is still me still warming up, though.
This is you warming up?
I get a little better, a tiny bit better this is where, as it goes on.
At one point, there is something that kind of resembles a song, Allie. I mean, but like I'm telling you.
Is your mouth like sore?
Yes, it totally is.
Right, right. Because
I'm using muscles in my face
that you never
that I normally wouldn't. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this.
I don't think you guys are going to want to do this again tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow is the big performance.
I wonder, though, if you or I, Klein, just picked up this instrument, if we could do the same thing that he's doing.
I guarantee you that the clarinet I have is 20 years old, it's all out of whack, man.
He claims a broken clarinet. The problem is the clarinet, not the player.
A true artist blames the instrument.
Right. This is Allie. This is as good as I heard. I recorded Omar playing this morning. He didn't know I was recording him. Good 5 minutes of him practicing.
Yeah, I like it.
Nope.
Whoa!
See, he almost got it.
See? You see, there's a little something there. Okay, then I kind of lose it there.
So, that's tomorrow.
Little star.
24 hours, we get the big performance. I can't wait. Lisa on K-Rock. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Klein. I have a solution for you on your starvation issue.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You need to up your protein.
Right.
I've been
protein
telling them that.
It's going to cause you to put on weight, but it's going to help you to lose some weight without making you feel like you're starving.
I don't want to put on muscle. And make sure. Muscle's too heavy.
Trust me, dude.
Muscle weighs the same as fat.
That's
the whole misnomer. 5 pounds of muscle is equal to 5 pounds of fat. It just takes up less space.
Well, all I need is for one of you guys to break first. I just need Allie or Omar or Jake to break, and then I'm going to shovel pizzas into my mouth.
Did you just hear what I just did? I'm on my way to stardom, baby.
Okay.
I'm not going to give up the clarinet now.
Yeah, he's getting close to the brown note.
We got to take a quick break. We're back in a moment. We got a couple that is on the phone. They need your help. Jury duty will be in your future, but it's good jury duty. Petty claims court next. If you'd like tickets to see that band right there, Foster the People, we will bring them with us up the mountain. Ditch Day is happening this Friday. Snow Summit open to the public. Of course, we'll have more lift tickets to give you coming up soon on K-Rock, and we'll do that all morning and all week. But if you want to join us up there, we'll be at Tommy's Bar 1 until 3 on Friday, this Friday, and bring a lot of tickets to give away, including tickets to see Foster the People. So stop on by and hang out. Let's get into this, Allie. We've got a couple on the phone right now. They're battling about something. A lot of relationships. Sometimes there's big issues. A lot of times it's just a bunch of tiny issues. And if they're not resolved when they're tiny, then they can fester and they can become big cavities that eat away at the very foundation of your relationship.
Yeah, we actually got a text this morning from some previous couple that has gone on petty claims court and said, since going on petty claims court, my husband no longer wakes me up to find his work clothes, but he does wake me up to drive him up the hill to his work truck.
Oh. Well,
which seems worse, actually.
Yeah, some relationships have gotten better. Others have gotten worse. Let's meet a couple and do it together. You will become a jury, and you have to hear both sides of the arguments before we determine who's right and who's wrong. And that's what it's all about in relationships. Scorekeeping. It's time for Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to small claims court. But what about stuff that's too small for small claims court? This is Petty Claims Court.
All right, we have a couple on the phone. They've been married for 7 years. And I believe, Allie, 7 years is that's the 7-year itch, right? That's usually...
Anyone... When you start regretting your life choices and going, maybe I should divorce this person or cheat.
Yeah, I think that sweet spot is that 7 to 10 years together is when things start getting like, is this what I really want forever? So it's interesting that...
Are you reaching the end of that, or are you still in it?
God, I'm trying to figure out. Where am I? I got married in 2012, so I got to do basic math on that. No, was it 2015 I got married? Hold on. I don't even know when I got married.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. I'm also bad at math.
That's a bad sign.
Let me say hi to Helena. She's putting the claim on her husband, Alex, who we'll let him defend himself in a moment. But what is the claim that you're bringing to Petty Claims Court? Good morning, Helena.
Hi, good morning. So my claim is that a lot of the times when we clean something or something has to be put away, he just shoves it instead of neatly putting things away. Like, for example, the meal prep containers instead of putting them away, like leads separately and the containers separately. He would just assemble them and then just shove them on top of each other, and it's like an avalanche falling from the cabinet.
I hear, right, because I know what his theory is, and I haven't even had him on yet, but I guess the general consensus, once it's away, it's away. It doesn't have to be put away the right way or just put away.
That's terrible.
Why?
That's no way to live. Because you have to have some kind of an organized storage system. Otherwise, it is going to be chaos. And then when you get a thing that you need, you're not going to be able to find it because it's all messed up. It's always, rummage. I hate rummaging.
It's always a surprise. Every time you open a drawer in my place, you don't know what you find in there. Oh, look at that. Tupperware. Oh, it's a bag of chips.
Yeah, but don't you want to find like a cord or something and it's tangled up with a million other cords then you can't...
If you know where the stuff is when you look for it, it's no fun. But when you go through 19 drawers and finally find the thing you're looking for, it's like a victory. Oh, look at that. I do have a charging cord.
Real fun.
That's fun. All right, so basically he does this with storage containers, but does he do it with anything else? Like groceries, for instance? He just throws stuff all over the place? He doesn't follow whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't take it out of the bag. He would just shove it in there.
He'd put the whole bag of groceries in the fridge?
Well, not the whole thing, but, like, for example, if the vegetables are in the bag, he would just put them with the bag in there.
Sure.
And
he's right.
And it would get, like, soggy.
Great.
Same thing with, like, the bedding. I understand the feeding sheet. Nobody can fold that.
Right.
But, like, the pillowcases and then the other stuff, he would just kind of make it a ball and throw it up on the closet.
Makes it a ball.
Every little thing he's done, I've done.
He's an artist.
Yeah, I get it. This guy's he's finding solutions.
But I like, Helena, that you acknowledge nobody has ever been able to successfully fold a fitted sheet.
Right. It's crazy, but that's just, we're not going to solve that problem.
And why
right?
do we try?
All right, let's bring him on. Let's let him defend himself. Alex, first of all, thank you for being here on Petty Claims Court. Your wife of 7 years, who I think loves you still, claims that you never put anything away properly. You just shove stuff until it goes somewhere. Is that true?
Yeah, well, yes and no. With the containers, I do put the lids on because who wants to go looking for a container and then the lid?
Yeah, I'm with him.
But you have a separate organization technique for the lids.
Yeah, but what she's saying is they all topple over because they can't be stacked. You can't stack them properly when you lit them up. But I get his theory as well, which is nothing worse than having a bunch of bottoms with no tops, Allie.
You have the tops organized separately.
Yeah, nothing fits.
It never organizes perfectly anyways. Ooh. And with the sheets, it's not a ball. It's a attempted folded mess.
Well
said.
Oh,
so you are trying to fold it. You're just crappy at it.
Yes.
We all are, though. The sheets are, but he's getting, I understand his thing because I also, for instance, we've got one set of guest sheets. I don't do a separate, I don't stack them. Fitted sheet here, flat sheet here, pillowcase here. I ball them up like this guy does all as one good set, and I just toss them wherever they go.
So then when you actually have company over and you're trying to, then it's just all wrinkled and gross?
No, take out the ball.
But that's the thing, though, is who's going to be going through my closet looking to see how my sheets are folded?
Right.
You know?
But obviously your wife is. It's bothering her.
Yeah, it's the concept of everything being disorganized. Just because the cabinet is shut or whatever, it doesn't mean that the mess is not on the other side of it. And every woman knows that there is a mess inside of it. And then you can't relax. Is that right, Helena?
Yes.
If you need something, like the last time you've needed something, call it a pair of scissors or whatever, one of those random, hey, we got anything, do you kind of know where that stuff is, or do you always kind of question, where did my husband put it last?
Well, it's actually the opposite. I always put it away, but he can never find it. Whenever he puts it away, he can't find it. And then he asks me, hey, where is it? And I'm like, well, is it where I put it last or where you put it? He just puts it randomly somewhere, not where it belongs.
It is frustrating when one person in the couple will decide to start putting a thing in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And you've all agreed that this is going to be the place. It's in this drawer at this time. That's always where I look. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, I'm actually putting that up here now. And you're like, we got to talk about this.
The text line already very heated. 336 wants to remind everyone that Klein should have no say in this case because he literally wrote things and stuff on all of his moving boxes. Giving them absolutely no labeling whatsoever. And I did write things and stuff on quite a few of my moving boxes, and it did make it very difficult to unpack. That being said, after hearing this argument so far, I got to side with Alex, but you know, we'll turn this over to the jury in a
classic
moment.
Classic men, just shove it in.
That's right. That's my move too. That's my move in the bedroom
shove it
and
in.
With
it's
organization.
In, it's in.
It's in. It's in. It's in. Alex, anything you'd like
it's
to say
convenient.
To defend yourself? We'll give you 10 seconds of closing arguments coming up in just a moment. But you know, she's accused you of having not following any sort of system she's put together. Do you have any systems you've tried to bring into the relationship that she doesn't follow?
No, unfortunately, all my systems are chaos.
Yeah, I like chaos too. I thrive in chaos.
No way to live.
And then every once in a while, I will make an effort. Like, I'll organize the hot sauces in my refrigerator. And my wife will not respect that at all. She'll just, all of a sudden, there'll be like a diet Snapple sitting with the hot sauces.
So if it's something that you value, you will organize it?
Yeah.
This is why you had a...
I mean, I could try. I could try to organize it, but... I'm not really an organizer.
Yeah, really an I think if you're not an organizer, you're just never going to get there.
And by the way, our job here is not to solve problems. Our job is to prove who's right and who's wrong, and the jury will help us determine in this particular case. Your wife has accused you of not following any sort of a system, complete chaos, throwing stuff wherever it goes. I know that when you look around at any room of your house and it looks like chaos, the key is just get stuff hidden. If you just get it hidden out of the way, you've cleaned the room.
This is why you had one day to yourself as in a kidless day, and this is all your wife wanted to do was organize the house.
Right.
And then you're losing out on sex, Klein.
Yep.
Because of your poor organization skills, and that could happen to you too, Alex.
Eep.
Yeah, see? Think about that. All right, 10 seconds closing arguments, then we'll turn this over to the jury. First 100 texts will determine who wins and who loses. It's the case of Helena versus Alex. You have 10 seconds to make your case one more time to try to curry favor with the jury. Go ahead, Helena. You get to go first.
So my closing argument is that we have very little space. We live in a pretty small apartment, and keeping it organized is pretty important because then we run out of space real quick, and it's a hoarder's mess.
Yeah.
All right. You get 10 seconds to defend yourself, Alex, and then the jury will determine who's right, who's wrong. Go ahead.
Organization is key, but when it's organized that's more convenient for her, I tend to organize what's more convenient for me. Mm. Unfortunately, we're not convenient together.
Yee.
Oh, wow.
Damning
that,
statements.
That
All right.
Sad.
Votes now, 800-520-1067 on the text line. We'll come back with the official ruling, and rulings are final here at Petty Claims Court. Vote Helena, vote Alex, and we'll come back with the results next.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Rise Again. It's another band we'll be bringing tickets to go see if you come hang out with us this Friday. Snow Summit, Ditch Day. Did it last year. It was a good time. And if you'd like to join us, open to the general public. But you can win more lift tickets coming up shortly. On the phone now, we're in the middle of a petty claims court between Alex and Helena. They've been married 7 years. She's accused him of having no organizational system and just shoving stuff wherever it fits. That's true for Tupperware, sheets.
Sex.
Doesn't matter. Just wherever it fits, he shoves it. And there's a lot of votes all over the place on the text line, and we'll give you the ruling in a moment. Just want to hear some of the opinions. Let me say hi to Daniel. Go ahead. Usually, a lot of times guys defend guys and women defend women in this, but it's not always the case. Daniel, who are you with?
Hi, I'm voting for Helena just because I don't like the way that Klein organizes things. So by proxy, Helena wins.
Oh, don't bring me into this. Just because I'm a bad organizer, I suffer from something called executive functioning disorder.
Oh, right. Yeah. Got a name so you don't have to change.
Fancy name.
Fancy name. I'm a handicap. So let me.
So I can't do anything different.
Yeah, don't judge me.
I can't learn.
Ariana, you got a vote here?
I did put for Alex only because I know sometimes I'm in a rush and I'll just shove things where they don't belong.
Yep.
Or sometimes if it just takes too much time and I don't have that time, then I just leave it where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 909 said, my wife is very good at organizing and I'm not. And I have learned that whatever she says goes. I've learned to follow the organization leader. So for that reason, I must vote for Helena. 818 said, Helena wins unless Alex is 12.
Well, maybe he's 12. Hold on. We didn't ask that. It's a good question. Hold on. That's not Alex. Hold on. Hold on. Hey, Alex, are you 12?
Unfortunately, I'm 39.
Okay. Fair enough. Put that on record.
909 said, also, Helena sounds Eastern European, so when she explains her point, it is backed by years of old world experience.
Helena, are you Eastern European?
Yeah, I'm Russian.
Okay. All right. Interesting. The jury's picking up on a lot. Deborah, you want to get a thought in on this? Go ahead quickly.
Well, definitely Helena, but dude, just put all the sheets.
Hold on. That's a great theory. Unfortunately, we can't share that over the radio.
Oh, wait, this is interesting though. You shove all of the sheets inside of the pillowcase and then label it?
That's her theory. I can't get her back on the air because she likes the F word too much. But unfortunately, yes, label
that's
everything.
That's fascinating. I want to do that.
All right, let's get to it now. It's time for the moment of truth. We got Alex. We got Helena. You guys understand the verdict will be final once we read it over the airwaves and we cannot take it back, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Do you think your relationship is strong enough to withstand the results of this petty claims court?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because 323 pointed out with Alex's argument, kind of seemed like he had given up on the relationship altogether.
Yeah, he let out a reel. We're not compatible with this, and we're not compatible in life, or whatever he said.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So I have
quite the opposite. It keeps things very interesting in the relationship.
Yeah,
it keeps it very healthy.
I agree. I think it's nice to have a little friction in the relationship.
Not knowing where anything is ever.
Everything's a fun surprise.
All right, I've taken everyone's votes into consideration except for 562, who said they enjoy folding fitted sheets. They're obviously a serial killer. And I have ruled in favor of Helena. Congratulations, you have won this petty claims court.
Wow, look at that.
There was a lot more support for Alex than I thought there would be, to be honest.
It was,
but
it was like a 60-40 split is how I'm looking at it, which is way closer than I thought it would have been. But once again, something women love to hear. You're right.
You know what? It was close. Justice prevailed.
Justice did prevail. And as a result, you will now have to do exactly what your wife says for the rest of your life.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
He sounds so sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, that means we did our job. If everyone is disappointed at the end of a petty claims court, it's a good thing she's saying a nice thing now.
You're pretty. Maybe he is 12.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, guys. Do you feel like your relationship is stronger or weaker after going through the petty claims court process?
I think it is stronger. We can rebuild.
We can rebuild. Beautifully.
We can rebuild and refold.
All right. Thank you for that. If you'd like to join us in a future petty claims court, you can always slide in the DMs, hit up Vanessa. Always looking for couples or anyone really who's dealing with something petty like this. Figure out once and for all who's right, who's wrong with a bunch of strangers. Be right back. Your lift tickets, your ADD news, and more next. We played that song for the winner of the petty claims court. By the same name. Helena, welcome. It's Mike Kim on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. About to get to your ADD news. And then we get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with the Dry Q Test, a panel of our favorite drunks that you've heard on the show over the years. Secondhand Cindy, Bar Buddy Bob, who's a regular, of course, the Bud Light Bros. And they'll be battling listeners that are actually successful so far 29 days into the month. It is dry January still for a few more days. If you've done it so far and you'd like to prove that you're smarter than you were at the beginning of the month, you're more than welcome to join us next hour for your very own Dry Q Test, where we battle you against full-time year-round drunks. Who will do better, the dry January people or the full-time drunks? My money's on the drunks, but it doesn't matter. We'll get to that coming up next hour on the show. Let's get to your news right now, and then the first thing we do as we get into a brand new hour is give you some tickets to join us as we take to the top of the mountain for a ditch day this Friday. All you got to do is come up with an excuse, and we'll see you at Snow Summit for another Klein Alley Show Ditch Day. We'll get to that the second your news is done right here on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I know a lot of people are out on the Super Bowl already, and they think it's all rigged. And yes, the NFL is going to make a lot of money on Kansas City yet again. Buying a suite for the Super Bowl is going to cost up to $3 million, depending. But for the general public, the non-millionaires, tickets are actually less expensive than they were last year because of Chiefs fatigue. And this is one of the reasons I think maybe the NFL is not rigged, because people are sick of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They've been there 5 times in the last 6 seasons, and this matchup against the Eagles has already happened. So tickets were about $7,000 on average last year, $6,000 the year before that. But this year, they're around $4,600, which is still a lot, but it's a pretty steep drop. And if you think about it, Kansas City fans have already seen their team win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So they've already paid once, maybe twice, to see their team win. How often are you going to keep doing that? How much money do you really have to keep buying Super Bowl tickets? Right. So you're going to have to rely on the Eagles fan base.
Had there been like Detroit Lions,
totally.
You can make the argument, oh, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But once, good luck trying to sell that to your wife when you're like, I got to go support the Chiefs again. You've been to the last 4 Super Bowls.
Like, they're just going to win again next year.
It seems like and I get it. I think that in general, that's the thing. It's just become boring. I never thought I would say I'm bored. I always get very excited. I'm Joe Public. I love the Super Bowl, the fanfare around it. I'm used to not having a team I care about play, but I still get excited. And for some reason, of all of the things that could have happened, even going back 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even last week, I go, there's a lot of combinations that to me were exciting. This one, I just don't care.
But I think the only thing that has people interested is, are they going to do it a third time? Are you going?
They got to find the story. They got to find the storyline to make it interesting and say that's never happened before.
First team that's ever done that. Blah blah blah.
But we had the same thing with Brady. We had Brady fatigue after a while, where it just got kind of boring. But then there's the teams you would root for to beat. It was like, oh, at least I'm rooting for, I want to see, the Patriots lose.
And then when we went to the Buccaneers, that was kind of as like, can he do it? Can he build it again and build this team to and lead them to the Super Bowl?
Care.
And then he did.
I may be one of those losers that goes to Disneyland that day now. I'm serious. I'm contemplating what I'm going to do with that Sunday. And I was prepared to do had Washington, not that they were going to win, but had they won, I was going to throw an epic rager at my place. Oh, I was going to get a whole pig on a spit, like one of those.
Whoa.
I was gonna, I was going to do everything.
Now I'm really sad they lost.
I know. All of you lost out.
Too.
I was going to throw such a party.
Jake was going to eat all the pigs.
I was going to have a whole, maybe even two pigs.
Dueling
suckling pigs.
I wasn't going to do anything for the Super Bowl, but then Party City's closing and there was a bunch of money off of the Super Bowl decorations, so now I'm doing something. ticket prices have leaked for that high-speed rail to Vegas, the one that will take you from Southern California right to the Strip. You don't have to drive. You don't got to show up to the airport all hungover.
Is that really happening?
Well, they're doing another round of funding for $2.5 billion or something like that. They say that it is happening and that they're building it. And usually if you drive, it could take 4 to 5 hours, sometimes more if there's a lot of traffic. This would take you less than 2 hours, even with stops. But how much would you pay? And then I'll share with you what the price range is.
But don't you have to drive to Victorville just to even get on the train?
You have to drive to the train stop, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I hate most about trains.
I thought it was in Cucamonga, my hood.
Well, that's what I thought.
I think the whole idea is you got to drive to Victorville, and if you survive your 20 minutes in Victorville,
then you go to Rancho.
Yeah, but you could also pick up a bunch of good drugs in Victorville.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good place to stop for your pre-Vegas shop.
Yep.
You survive
it. Vegas shop.
2 hours, good you'll shop. Be ready for another bump, and you're ready to go.
Uh-huh.
So ticket prices, what they're saying, what's been leaked, is that they would range from $119 to $133 one way.
You fly for that.
You can fly for less than that.
Yeah, fly for $70.
Dude, yeah. Especially if you Frontier it or Spirit, man, it's like $60 for a ticket to Vegas. And yes, you have to go to the airport and pay for parking, and it takes longer. But I don't think people are going to want to spend $100. And then it says it depends on, like, you know, the type of ticket you get and the date and the time and all that stuff. But I don't think people are going to want to pay almost $150 for a train.
Can you bring as many bags as you want?
I don't have the bag limit on my in front of me. Why?
It's train travel, so probably feel like they're. But I mean, when we all heard high speed rail to LA to Vegas, everyone got excited because in theory it's a cool concept. I thought it would be like an hour. I feel like it still takes too long.
Yeah, I know. And it stops. Why is it stopping?
But
Jake does make a good point about bringing stuff, though, because if you load up on all the booze, all the things that you would probably pack into your car, but you don't have to drive all of it and find parking, pay for parking, all that stuff does add up.
Well,
the money you're saving.
I'm sure when it opens, when's it scheduled to start? Like not till like 2030 or something?
I think when the doomsday clock runs out.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if a high speed rail can have a high speed hobo just go for free.
Yeah.
Most likely that could be you, Jake. Set some goals.
When you get a text from a coworker outside of business hours, usually it is annoying and nothing good comes from it. But what if a coworker's text led you to winning $1 million? This was the night of the election, so this happened a while ago, even though we're learning about it now. There was a local lottery winner who got 5 out of 6 numbers. So somebody in Lakewood won $1.2 million, but nobody had come forward. They didn't know who it was. Then this guy gets a text from his coworker, and the coworker sends that joke like, hey, you're not at work today. Would you win the lottery or something?
Ugh.
Which is like, oh, God. But then he was like, oh, crap, I never checked my ticket.
And then he checked, and
he had 5 out of 6 numbers. And if he hadn't read that annoying text, who knows how long he would have gone without checking and without winning. He would have been one of those people that never came forward.
That's like the one example in the history of annoying coworker text that resulted in something great.
I know. Usually, would you win the lottery? You're like, no, Debbie.
Yeah, I have a death in my family. Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in.
My father is dead.
All right, well, we get into a brand new hour of the show right now. And as promised, if you can come up with a good excuse, you can just use the one we just gave you. Join us this Friday for Ditch Day. Caller 20 right now, 800-520-1067. Let's get you to Snow Summit with some lift tickets and some VIP party wristbands, and let's do that right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.